You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Thursday, the 6th of November 2025, a day where the Australian share market rose by 0.29%, 8,827. Materials doing best along with energy. We saw some weakness, though, from consumer discretionary and IT. NAB shares also weaker today. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Michael Wayne from Medallion Financial. Michael, first of all, what's driving market sentiment at the moment?
Well, there's a fair bit going on. Obviously, we're in the midst of the bank earnings season, and that's playing a big role in the Australian markets in particular. Overseas as well, we've seen a little bit of risk-off sentiment set into markets. Obviously, the Bitcoin price has been below $100. The US markets as well have come under a little bit of pressure as the US earnings season rolls through. There's been a lot of talk around AI and the amount of investment going into that space and whether or not the revenues from all that investment are going to transpire. So after what has been a very buoyant period for markets and valuations have pushed higher, the markets are taking heed of all of that and just trying to digest where to from here. But it's been a bit more of a sideways market in the last sort of few weeks, and a little bit more trepidation potentially is starting to creep in.
Let's break some of that down if we can. Let's start with the banks, if that's okay, because that's a big corporate story of the day, NAB. Cash earnings, $7.1 billion for the year, but that's down 0.2%. It sent shares tumbling. The bank is known as the business bank, but it would appear competition there is intensifying. What's your take on the bank and the results today?
So the results from the NAB were a miss on analyst consensus, whichever way you look at it. There's no doubt that competition is intensifying. We've seen it mainly in the housing space or the residential lending space, but that certainly seems to have broadened out now into the business banking part of the market, and that is traditionally NAB's strong points. You've got a resurgent Westpac and CBA particularly present in that space. Obviously, in the mortgages market, the residential mortgages market, you've had Macquarie as well emerge as a real fifth pillar. So there's a lot of competition going on. Net interest margins were under pressure. You saw sort of net profits fall. You saw revenues fall as well. So by and large, a pretty underwhelming result when you consider the fair strength that has been present in the bank share prices in recent times. You've got a situation now where NAB trading on 19 times earnings with barely any earnings growth coming through, if any at all. So look, the market has obviously taken the result negatively, and that's put a lot of pressure on the ASX more broadly.
ANZ's the final bank to report next week. Are you seeing any themes, and just how attractive are the banks at the moment, especially in an environment where we may not be seeing interest rates fall as fast or deep as we first thought?
Yeah, so we've seen now, you know, with Westpac, NAB, we've seen results where net interest margins have been a little bit weaker than expected. So that might be a symptom of the environment that we're in, but it's unlikely to get much easier in the months ahead, particularly if interest rate cuts don't come through anymore. So that's one area that we've seen. Obviously, there's an enormous amount of costs associated with running these banks and upgrading the back-end tech facilities as well. And that's been an impost on, you know, the neck of a lot of banks for a number of years, but there's no signs that that large expenditure is going to let up anytime soon. So that's probably another common thread that we've seen across the results so far, and we would expect a similar narrative to play out for ANZ as well. In saying that, ANZ does trade on a significant discount to its peers, whether or not that's, you know, the CBA, the standout bank in Australia with the highest valuation, or even some of the more affordable or more fairly priced banks, if you like, such as NAB. So, yeah, everyone will look forward to the ANZ result later in the week, but it's difficult because the banking landscape on one hand controls so much or dominates so much of the Aussie market, yet the earnings growth coming through from those banks, the return on equity that those banks are delivering is fairly subdued. So that is something that does concern us a little bit, and it's not an area of the market that we've been too eager to put new money into just because we think the valuations on offer, the dividend per share, dividend yields on offer certainly aren't attractive enough given the growth profiles on offer.
NAB says that interest rates won't fall again until May next year. But I think there's a threat that we may already have seen the last one a few months ago, right? What's the market thinking in terms of the next move in interest rates?
Yes, so the market is certainly factoring in the most recent inflation numbers, and the market is only expecting potentially one more rate cut at some stage next year. The timing of that at the moment is significantly uncertain. We saw with the most recent inflation print, a lot of the more sticky inflation numbers that come from the services sector pick up, while some of the more volatile items such as travel and such as the energy space due to some of the government subsidies rolling off, they also spiked. So at the moment, I think the RBA is as unsure as most people as to the direction of inflation going out sort of 3-6 months. But the RBA still expects the soft landing to play out and for inflation to come down, but they've basically pushed out their timeline for that moderation to be sort of 18 months away. So look, from our standpoint, we wouldn't be banking on any further interest rate cuts anytime soon. However, as we've seen with the inflation numbers over really the last sort of 6 to 12 months, it can be a little bit uncertain and a little bit volatile, and things can change fairly quickly. But like the RBA would say, we would be probably data-led at this point when making any assumptions on the future directions of interest rates.
Okay, so we've spoken about the banks, spoken about interest rates. Any other corporate news or market news you're keeping an eye on today?
Yeah, so another ASX 50 stock, James Hardie. This is a business that's had its struggles really in the calendar year 2025. This business is down, the share price is lower 15% today. There has been some talk that the CDI for James Hardie, which is effectively the Australian listed version of James Hardie, will now be excluded from the MSCI Australian indices. So that will impact, the ability for many large institutions, whether based overseas or in Australia, will affect their ability to hold James Hardie within their portfolios when looking at, the Australian market. So it came as a bit of a shock early on today. The market was wondering, what was the main cause of that steep decline in the share price, and management came out and clarified that later in the day, suggesting that it was an update that was on Bloomberg suggesting that James Hardie would no longer sit within the Australian indices as far as MSCI goes when it comes to their index classifications.
Just in wrapping up, what are you telling your clients right now and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
But broadly speaking, we are still optimistic regarding the outlook for the market. So I suppose you could say we're cautiously optimistic. We are cognizant of the fact that valuations are higher at an aggregate level across markets, but the conditions for a continuation of the bull market that is in place, we feel, can continue. Obviously, interest rates, although they might not be going down much further in a hurry, they've certainly come down a fair way. The direction of interest rates in the US, in our mind, is still lower. You've got these large themes such as AI and defence spending attracting a lot of investment, which is stimulatory to a lot of other parts of the market as it broadens out. So we still are optimistic. We feel as though the small cap sector is offering a lot of relative value compared to other parts of the market, and that's typically an area that does benefit from lower interest rates, not only in Australia but overseas. Otherwise, we feel as though the resources sector in Australia, although certain resource or certain commodities had a very good run, we do feel as though the relative value on offer in some of the resources continues to offer some opportunities. So, for those investors willing to take a little bit more risk and move down into the smaller end of the market, we feel as though the opportunities still are there because the relative value on offer, the relative PE ratios available for the growth rates that companies are delivering, we feel are preferable and more opportunistic in that space.
That's Michael Wayne there from Medallion Financial, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Stephanie Youssef will have the podcast on Friday and Monday. I'll see you on Tuesday.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.